Okay, it was great to win the opener. I think that the dog pound definitely had an impact on the game. I know our players fed off that energy, and I think I speak for the whole entire defense when I say we want to challenge them to be even louder this week against the Baltimore Ravens. Again, I think we're playing another elite quarterback. He's a quarterback that's won a Super Bowl. Joe's got one of the strongest arms in the NFL. He throws a great deep ball. I think that he's doing a great job getting the ball out of his hands and checking it down to the running backs. They're running a lot of quicker concepts with him to get the ball out of his hands so he's not taking the sacks that he took last year. He's a sneaky athlete. You know, they do get him on the perimeter, and he can make plays with the ball outside of the pocket. So, he presents a challenge for us just like the previous two quarterbacks that we played. He's probably more of a mix of Drew and Ben. I was pretty excited. I mean, that's why you do it. You know, that's why as a coach, you sleep 3-4 hours a night. You live away from your family for 3 months out of the year when you take a new job. You only see your kids for a couple hours a week. You know, it's to chase that feeling. And that was special for us as a staff to get the first one. I think it was special for the city to win the home opener. So I was excited. Obviously, I let it show on the sideline. No. I was proud of Mike. I mean, he's come a long way. He's worked his butt off, you know, for him to get where he's at and to get his first win as a head coach was awesome. We did. I mean, obviously, Paul played in a similar system in Baltimore than what we are now, and he had a lot of success. I think Brian Fleury, our outside linebackers coach, is doing a great job. And I think Paul's really dedicated himself to learning multiple positions, which allows us to move him around a little bit and create some mismatches. And he worked really hard in the offseason. I think that I don't know if you want to say he had a down year or not, but he wasn't happy with his year last year. And I don't think he wanted to he wanted to make sure that didn't happen again this year. Well, Jimmy's a great player, obviously, but the Baltimore Ravens kind of have a 1-2 punch with those two tight ends. And they're both dual-threat tight ends, which makes them a little bit different than Jimmy. They'll do a good job in the run game, and then they're obviously a threat in the pass game. So it does present a problem. You have to scheme around them. Our guys are aware of it. I think we have a good plan for it. You know, he obviously caught the two balls on Joe. The second one that he caught down in the red zone, you know, it was our best player versus their best player. Joe did a great job at the line of scrimmage. Drew Brees threw a hell of a ball to Jimmy, and he went up and got it. He's 6'7". The touchdown was, I'll say that was my fault. We had a coverage in that we wanted to double him down there, and we didn't call that coverage. So that's on me, not on Joe. No, I mean, you never want teams to be able to run the ball. I mean, obviously there's areas that we need to improve in the run game as far as setting edges in the defense. But, you know, we went into that game with the mentality if they're running the ball, Drew's not throwing it. So we knew we were going to sacrifice some rushing yards because we were going to play with smaller people against them. But we want to be better against the run than what we were. Yeah, I mean, I think that every team, you know, you want everybody to be healthy. Unfortunately, that rarely happens. If we have everybody up and everybody healthy, we have one hell of a rotation that we have at the outside linebacker group and in the defensive line group, which helps those guys stay fresh throughout the game, and you can keep guys humming on third down. And then once we get into the fourth quarter, I don't like to compare players. I mean, he's an unbelievable athlete. He's smart. He's got great instincts. He's tough. I mean, he really is the complete package for what we look for in an inside backer. He really is. I think that the core concepts in the run game are are similar in the two offenses, but I think that the two offenses are very different in the pass game and then some of the other run stuff they do. But it helps, you know, just going against that run game, going against Kyle when he was in Washington or going against Houston when I was in New York, it takes your guys usually a series or two to catch up to it. I mean, our guys obviously shouldn't need a series or two because they've gone against it off training camp. So that, it should help. And I said it last week. We're going to be us on defense. We're still going to pressure, and we want to hit the quarterback. We want to get after the quarterback. But you just got to do a good job mixing three-man rush, four-man rush, simulated pressure, blitzes, and just keep them guessing. If you allow an elite quarterback in this league to know exactly what coverage you're in, he's going to pick you apart.